Hey. What's all this? Are you expecting someone? I can leave if you're. Wait. You made this for me? Why? Well, I'm not hungry. I didn't come here to eat. I certainly didn't expect lit candles and a tablecloth and china plates. And you want a dress shirt and nice pants. Is that baked salmon? Herb encrusted salmon? It looks good. It smells good, too. Did you make that? This is so weird. What? I didn't know you could cook, okay? Do you have any other talents that I should be aware of? No, wait. Never mind. Don't tell me. Oh, you're pulling out a chair for me. Look. Okay. Whatever. Sure, I'll try some. But I'm warning you, I'm not very hungry. Might as well not let it go to waste. What? Now wine too? I realize you don't have to get me drunk. Look, I'm honestly concerned with your behavior tonight. You don't have to do any of this for me. I'm here to have sex. That's it. That's what we've been doing for, what, like a year now? And it really works for me, okay? I thought I was working for you too. I thought we were good at leaving all this relationship shit at the door and just taking care of business back in the bedroom. It was really relaxing, and I liked it, and now. Okay. That is really good. But it still doesn't change the fact that you're acting like a boyfriend right now. I thought we were just, fuck buddies. And I was fine with that. I'm fine with you just living across the hall. And whenever I need a man, I can ask if you're free to, help me out. God damn. This is good. I didn't know you could fucking cook, dude. This is the good stuff. Oh, this is not Two Buck Chuck. This is some top shelf brand. Are you trying to ruin what we have going? Do you not realize how much we both suck at relationships? Have you not noticed? You and I, we drive girlfriends and boyfriends away from us, respectively. And between those failed attempts, when both of us aren't seeing anyone, we get together and we have great fucking sex. And I was happy with that. I liked that pattern we were in. More wine, please. Thank you. This is very good. And what is this? Huh. Yeah? This is good stuff. And it goes great with salmon. Which, guess what's really gotten me rattled here? And this is the kind of sweet type bullshit that I would expect from, like, a boyfriend. And then somehow, I would find a way to fuck it up. Or you would fuck it up. Or we would both fuck it up. That's why I'm worried. I do not want to fuck this up. You and I, we really fit together, right? I mean, back there, in that bed, we make a great fucking team. We don't have to go through all this bullshit where we try to do nice, non-sexual things for each other and then fail spectacularly at it and then get upset at each other and need space and grow distant or just ghost one another. We cannot do that. You live across the hall from me. That would just be awkward. I don't want to lose you like that. Thank you. Look, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get mad at you because you're being nice to me. I mean, that's exactly why this all makes me nervous. Sadly, I guess I get confused when a man who can make me come as hard as you do suddenly starts acting like the kind of boyfriend I never had. If it was anyone else, I'd suspect they had some ulterior motive. With you, there's never been a reason for deception. I wanted to jump your bones the second I laid eyes on you. And as soon as that bitch you were dating moved on, I made it clear what my intentions were, and you responded. You responded by giving me a night of passion that I will never forget. So, as good as this salmon and rice and wine all are, I just want your body. Right now, I want your body, like, really, really bad. I mean, it's great you can cook, and you can be a perfect boyfriend. It's great to see you're capable of that, which makes me think that those women you've dated must have been complete and utter morons. But you know what? I think I've kept my clothes on in this apartment longer than I ever have before, and I'm not very happy about that. So, I'm getting undressed. If you want to treat me to a sweet candlelit dinner, that's your prerogative, but I'm taking my clothes off. Is that all right with you? Good. There. You like my new bra and panties? I bought them, thinking of you. Mm-hmm. And wanted your eyes on me. The way you're looking at me now. Damn it. Was I being nice too? Was I being a girlfriend by doing that? I was, wasn't I? fuck buddy isn't supposed to go out and buy lingerie to wear for their fuck buddy. They just come over and get naked.
Oh, God. I'm doing it too.
Ugh, I can't believe this. I'm acting like a girlfriend. Fuck it. Fuck this shit. I gotta be naked. Your apartment is a safe place for me, where I can relax and be naked and safe in your arms. So, I need those arms now. Slightly chilly without them around me. There. That's better. Hey. Look. Thank you for acting like a boyfriend tonight. Right now, I want the man I came here to see. The man that fucks me until I can't even anymore. There he is. But we have got to get you out of your boyfriend clothes. This shirt is really soft. I like it. I may need to borrow it from you later. But it's going to be over there for a while. I've missed touching your skin. I think about it while I'm at work. Your skin on my skin. God damn it! I sound like a fucking girlfriend again! Well, shut me up. I need you to fuck me as hard as you can, you fucker. That means these nice fucking pants have to go away. Promise me. Promise me that you won't fuck me like a boyfriend fucking his girlfriend. I need you to fuck me. Fuck me like you're just this guy. I'm this hot girl who lives across the hall. A hot, horny girl who needs a man right now. And you have to be that man. I've got to have you. I have to have you inside me. Oh, that's it. Yes. Oh, no. We're staying here. We're not going into that bedroom now. I'll turn into your girlfriend. And right now, I want to be the girl you want to fuck. That's who I am, right? Oh, tell me you want to fuck me. Tell me You want to fuck me. Oh, yes. And I want to fuck you. Oh, baby. I've wanted to fuck you all day today. I've wanted to fuck you every day since the day we met. Since that first day I saw you across the hall, you've always been in my mind somewhere. Even though, even while we dated other people, I'm too afraid to think of you as my boyfriend, me as your girlfriend. But you're always here when I need you. And I will always be here when you need me. So, here we are. Do you really think it could work? I mean, that we could make it work without, you know, fucking it up. I guess I've always thought of us being connected, just not in a conventional way. But if you really want this, then I think I really want it too. Thank you for the nice dinner. If you want to do it again sometime, I'll try not to freak out about it. Okay? You know, I was thinking maybe you could take me to bed now. Would that be all right? Like, you know, like a sleepover? Just to try it out? Did you like that? Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think I could get used to this. No.